Hello friends, it's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things so. Well friends, as I record this, it's the 6th of March 2024, and 6 days in, we can already see so many changes happening, revolutionary-wise and also revelationary-wise. And March will certainly be a month to remember. March, as you know, is a number 3 month in the calendar, and 3 relates to creation, expression, truth, and also joy and fun and laughter. But the 3 also relates to, on the other side, it is very much to do with the power of our words and our thoughts, and also about information and technology. Now, when we, in numerology, we look at a month, we also add it to the year that we're in, which in this case is 2024, and 2024 adds to a number 8. So the 8 and the 3 together make an 11 vibration, and that is what the month of March will present itself as in numerology terms. Now, 11, as you all know, you fine folk who have been following my work for years, 11 is the first of the master numbers. And 11 is the great awakener. And to me, it always looks like a gateway. It's a gateway into and an opportunity and an invitation to walk through and to begin the process of awakening, of being aware and discovering and uncovering who you truly are. And that's the work I've been doing, helping people to do that for over 27 years. Now, we have a really important awakening coming up from the moment this month has started. The first 10 days of March will be and have been, they're kind of wishy-washy. Mercury's mooching around, and it's all about communication. And just to let you know, it's taken me about 8 takes to do this podcast. That never happens. I just literally will work away in one go usually. But not this time. So I know I'm ruled by Mercury, both Sun and Moon. So it's going to be an interesting take. So we'll go again for the 9th time. Now, so these first 10 days of March will be very much a build up around what we're seeing on the world stage, and also what we're witnessing in our own experiences. So you, as I said, you might find that communication can be a little bit stifled. But with that in mind, the most and first and most important date, apart from 3-3, which I would have spoken of, is March 10th. And that is the super new moon in the sign of Pisces. Now, this number 10 is important because the 1, which is the first part of the number 10, 1 is about the alpha. It's the beginning. In the beginning was the word. Back to the 3 again. But the number 1 relates to a starting point, and 0 relates to completions, but also unlimited potential. So together we have an opportunity starting on the 10th of March to rewrite the script of what it is we wish to bring into our lives. It's always said in astrology that a new moon is an opportunity to rewrite a new chapter, or rewrite a whole story, if you will, of your life. Now, just as a disclaimer, just to say, I am not an astrologer, and I certainly don't claim to be. I have an interest in astrology, so I take extensive time to research, to read, to listen to astrologers that I would give great credence to, and they have lots of information. I just gather the information and I just tell it as the story I am then presented with. So here we have March the 10th, super new moon, and that is the opening of a corridor, or of a gateway in this case, because we're in, you know, an 11 energy, to lead us down into the next day. The 11th of March will be another big day, because Venus will be going hand in hand with Pisces, but also Saturn will be there, so there could be a bit of a tug of war. And then leading up to, we have the equinox, of course, on the 19th of March, right through to that corridor of to the 20th, 21st, which is really the start of the astrological new year. We also go into the sign of Aries, which I think is very significant, because at the moment the North Node is in the sign of Aries, and then that's leading up to the 25th of March, which is a lunar eclipse in the sign of Libra. And then we also have leading on till the 8th of April, which is a full solar eclipse. So there's going to be a lot coming up. Again, I'm going to be coming on and giving a lot more information as we transcend through this time. But let's go back to the time period that we're in coming leading up to. So March the 10th. So the sun and the moon will be at 20 degrees of Pisces. And 20 in numerology is always the choice point. The 2 in this case, as opposed to the 1, which is 10, the 2 is all about the divine feminine. Choices, decisions, communities, coming together, getting extra support. And again, the 0 is unlimited potential. So you have that balance of the male, the 1, and the female, the 2, which together create creation. Now, this is part of a stellium in the sign of Pisces. And a stellium is when there's 3 or more planets in one sign. So we'll have the Sun, the Moon, Saturn, and Neptune in the sign of Pisces, along with a dwarf planet that the wonderful astrologer Heather Ensworth talks about. It's called Nisus, and it's Nisus is a centaur, which is half person, half animal. And Nisus, apparently, when I did my research, is very much around healing traumas which have come through the family lineage, but also collectively. And Nisus is in the party there, so creating more in part of the stellium. And it really is, according to the work of Heather, she talks about this being the closing piece, this particular new moon, whilst it's a new beginning, is also the closing, well, leading up to November of 2024, the closing of the age of Pisces. It'll be completely finished and deactivated by November 2024, around the 19th of November, actually. So, like, the age of Pisces brought us the great master Buddha and the great master of the Christ consciousness. And it was very much a time, you know, of growth and of spiritual awakening. And I believe that Neptune, which is the ruler of Pisces, is also in the stellium. And Neptune can kind of bring us into that, very much that, as I said, that spiritual awakening, the spiritual teachings, the mystical roots, which I feel is very important for us now to really connect to the mystical roots that we actually come from, and which Pisces, which is the two fish, which Pisces and the sea, the source, Neptune, is very much related to the cosmic consciousness. So this particular time period that we're in right now, leading up to November of 2024, when Pluto finally goes hand in hand in the sign of Aquarius for the next 20 years until 2044, is massive. It's a huge time of change. But I feel that this particular consciousness that we're arising in at the moment is calling for us to dissolve the egoic state. Now, we're not going to continually, you know, completely lose our egos, but it's to remember the oneness, go back to oneness, back to the flow, back to our mystical roots, which are love, sensitivity, empathy, compassion for all living creatures. And we have so much coming up, you know, at this time. And I really believe that with this divinity and infinite possibilities comes that deep desire to come back into balance, because the age of Pisces has been very much patriarchal and has been very much male domination and the very much the actioning of things. We've had a lot of wars, as we all know. They still continue to, unfortunately, continue going on. But we also, within all of this, around the 10th of March, according to some astrologers I've worked with, they talk about Black Moon Lilith, which is also a dwarf planet. And it very much relates to the balance of the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine, along with the god Orcus, who is the god, a Roman god of the underworld. So Pluto would be the god Greek god, but Orcus is the god of the underworld in Roman mythology. And Orcus is very much around questioning people who break oaths, as in oaths of promises and so forth. And Black Moon Lilith is going to be opposite the new moon in Pisces along with Orcus. And this can certainly bring, how would we put it? It'll deactivate and activate people, societal systems that have broken their oaths. And it's about the deep pledges and commitments they have made, which have not been followed through, will be brought to justice. And this patriarchal power, you know, during this Piscean time is going to be shown very much, because when you look at it, it's been out of balance for so long, religiously, financially, politically, education-wise, health-wise, in all ways. And we are now being given this opportunity. Orcus is all about karmic consequences. And then, of course, we have Chiron, the wounded healer, who is in alignment with the North Node in Aries. And this is about supporting healing dynamics and releasing out of balance power, which has led to destruction and wars and violence and so forth, especially for the vulnerable. But now, with this super new moon in the sign of Pisces, and with all the various different collaborations of planets in the cosmos, we are now and will be entering into the age of Aquarius, where we can see it on the world stage. Certainly, we say in the farming communities all over the world, there's been revolutionary ways of dealing with, because they haven't been heard, so they're standing up for what they believe is right. That's just an example. So this is about, in the age of Aquarius, it's people supporting people. And I do feel that with the eclipse seasons that's coming upon us, we're really going to be seeing an awful lot more of the shadow emerging, because that's what, and the eclipses can be felt for 6 months before and 6 months after. So just to be aware of that. And this Piscean energy is really about us now coming back to our soul selves and deeply connecting in with our higher selves, because the remembering that the month of March is an 11 energy, as above, so below, as within, so without. So these first 10 days of March are really an opportunity to delve deeper into connecting with our soul selves. And again, it's the letting go, it's the new paradigms are starting to emerge. And just be mindful of your dreams. Your dreams are giving you a lot of information at this time. Piscean energy is very connected with that. And particularly around this new moon, I would suggest super new moon, connecting with nature, going out to the forests, the trees, the sacredness of life. That's what we need to go back to our sacred roots, whatever your roots are, whatever your family lineage has been, whether you have followed it or not, explore it. Because this is evolutionary times and revolutionary times, and we're seeing it played out with leaders around the world who have suddenly, mysteriously, been pulled out of their roles. So you just have to look at the royal family. We have Pope Francis, who represents the church and the old systems, you know, patriarchal systems of religion, in the Catholic Church, that is. We have different heads of state, political leaders who perhaps are showing their true colours, and lots of different referendums, and, you know, people are starting to question the status quo. So that's what we would suggest you do coming up to this new moon in Pisces, because nothing is as it seems. So really sitting, feeling, taking time to reflect and to renew, because, you know, the month of March is going to be a fairly hectic one, particularly with the equinox, which happens around the 19th to the 21st of March, depending where you live. And that's very much the equilibrium between the light and the dark. So we're leading up to that. And then we have an eclipse, a lunar eclipse. And then, of course, 2 weeks later, we have the full solar eclipse on the 8th of April in the sign, obviously, of Aries. So that's again to do with the North Node, and that's the wounded healer will be activated. So in the words of myself, hold on to your britches and make sure that you observe, don't absorb, just observe and know that you have the power within you. You have your own GPS signal. You have your own cosmic map that you came in with. You have your own divine plan. Even through this, may seem my crazy making, there is a divine sacredness of life within this. So if you want to know what your soul path is, what your soul journey is, what your forecast is for the coming year, feel free to contact me at the information below. And remember, this is a time and an opportunity for us all to grow and learn and to embrace the new life and the new way of being. And so it is.